live from Bridgestone Arena. Crispy is with us, Terry Crisp, Preds analyst. So I have my list of the most indispensable players on the Nashville Predators, and I showed the in order, like in terms of where they all go and where they all fit. And so, for example, I think we can all agree on number one on my list, and that's Pekka Rinne as the most indispensable, most valuable, most important player on the team. And Crispy, you didn't affect that one. You left him at number one, and it's good to see you. So you left him there, but the rest of the list.
You know what I'm thinking, don't you?
There you go.
What I'm thinking right now.
And the rest of the list, you didn't like the rest of the list very much.
I liked it. You know what though?
We'll get you a second. He did not. But and in fact, there's a lot of different little scribbles on my list. And I was actually kind of surprised by some of the changes he made. I'll just run through the top. I'll give him the top five, Floyd. I think that's what the people want to hear. The top five on the list right now, I got Pekka Rinne 1, P.K. Subban 2, Roman Josi 3, Ryan Johansson 4, and Matthias Ekholm is 5. So I have three of the four defensemen, and I've got Ryan Johansson along with the goalie. And those are the top five on the list. Then after that, I got Ryan Ellis 6, Philip Forsberg 7, Kyle Turris 8, Kevin Fiala 9, Austin Watson 10, Victor Arvidsson 11. I've got Cali Yarncroke 12, and I've got Colton Sissons 13th, Nick Bonino 14th, and Craig Smith 15th. And I put this list out there, and I said, okay, this is the list I have. Now, I'm not knocking anybody here, and sometimes you know it's unfair to put these lists together, but Crispy looked at this list and took like one look and immediately had to take a pin out of his coat and had to start adjusting everything with that pin in that coat because you were not totally sold on my list.
Listen, I was trying to be nice to you. I was trying to be fair. I know you just come back from holidays. I know you're doing your best to fit in with the GM and whatnot. But whatever you were smoking down there, get rid of it. You know what I mean? I don't care. Throw it out the window. Whatever you were doing. How many games have you watched this year?
I've watched every game, including when I was on vacation.
Truly. Okay. You know why it's hard to go beyond? The top four, in my mind, are easy. That's a given almost to most people in their own minds. The rest, we have so much parity in this hockey club.
Yeah.
It's hard to take away from a Smitty, a Fiala versus an Arvidsson versus a Forsberg versus what Fisher brings to our team, what Hartnell, what Hartman. They're all different categories. But if you were putting them down the way that you'd get rid of them, trade them if somebody's asking you to trade, That's what I told you. Open that window again and throw it out.
Well, there's a big difference between what you would trade and what you wouldn't. Because, for example, I've got Austin Watson 10th on this list, ahead of a guy like Sissons, who can play multiple positions and is more of an offensive player than Watson and is a really good two-way player because of what, for this team, Watson brings you on the penalty kill, what he brings you in his own end, what he brings you when it's 2-1 with a minute 10 to go, and they call that timeout, and you're like, who do you want out there on the ice to make sure you keep that lead? Watson is always one of those guys. So even though, you know, you could get a lot more in a trade for Sissons or Arvidsson or somebody like that, I don't want to take away from the value of a guy like Watson to this team.
See, what just happened there? What just happened just now? You showed passion for a player. You liked a player. That's why he's ahead of certain other players. Not necessarily because of talent or whatever. You thought with your brains instead of your seat for a change. What Watson brings to the friggin' team to us, what he brings to it. Well, I love him. I love him. You got to have him. I miss Cody McLeod. I'm so happy we picked up Hartnell and Hartman. I'm so happy we brought back Fisher. You and I think the same vein as to what you need. Our Forsbergs, our Fialas, our Arvies, Yossis, et cetera, go on down. They need protected. They got to have somebody. You watch that Winnipeg team in playoffs. You watch Anaheim roll over guys in playoffs. Dallas, they're going to come to war, and you better be prepared to go to war. And if you don't have some arsenal, you're out of the war pretty quick.
What you've seen Pekka and followed Pekka more than anybody I know. This year has been a special year for him. What has brought that? I mean, he's 35 years old. Where did that come from?
GM, I hear you listening on. I listen to you talk every time I get a chance to do it, and you're talking football teams, and you talk about players that get so close to winning it for a year, maybe 2 years, or right there, a game away, a series away. don't get it done, and then for the next 8 years, nothing, and they retire and they don't get what they've wanted, that Super Bowl. Or Pecorine last year could taste that Stanley Cup, as could his teammates. He is playing his heart out right now to get back to that stage and to take it to the next step. Because as athletes, you start to realize in your mind, time is running out. Age is catching up to
you.
I can't be here forever. And before they start to dismantle a team you think you have a run with it with, let's get it done. And right now, Pecorine is in that mindset. He wants to take this team on his shoulders to that last step we were so close to last season.
Who's how many years in your mind can he play like this?
You know what? Depending on his physical shape, he can play probably another 2-3 years. Wow. In my mind, easy. At this level. He can play another 5 years, but not at this level probably, because it catches up to you all. There's the wear and tear, especially that job, up and down, your knees, your hips, blah, blah. Plus, never mind the 110-mile-an-hour, 100-mile-an-hour puck coming at you every night. The mental stress of it is there. But I've seen like Brodeur and Glenn Hall and a lot of the old time goalies. But the secret, I guess, would be how many games would the backup goalie, Saros, whoever is their goalie here, would they play, and how many games would Pekka play? That would be play a huge part in it also.
Terry Crisp is with us. Take us through this, like the last 2 weeks of the season. The Preds are in. They've clinched a playoff spot. Now they still have to take care of business in the Central Division and in the Western Conference. But that looks to be rounding into form as well. I mean, how do you manage this so that you keep guys rested, you keep shuffling guys in and out of the lineup, but you don't have the team take their intensity all the way down before they have to crank it all the way back up when the playoffs start?
You know what? That's a great question, and I can answer it with one word. I can hear the people out there just listening. They're leaning in their car towards the radio right now.
I know, we should take
just turn it up.
Hey, the guy just made a left. He wanted to go right. He's listening. Laviolette. Laviolette is a master at what you just went through. He's a master at spacing out his players, knowing when to put them in, when to take them out, when to use his four lines, when to drop to three, and whatever. And coming down this stretch run right now, this is most important. Most of the coaches that are in the running right now, we have 10 games left. We have 9 of them against teams that have something to play for. We have only one team, I think it's Buffalo, that is obviously out of the running. Mm-hmm. The rest of them, they're either trying to climb higher in the ladder to get home ice advantage, or they're right on the bubble on the wild card to get in. All the other teams we're playing. So Coach Lav knows this, and he knows where Rene is going to play, where Saros is going to play, and he knows exactly what guys are coming in and out. Beteto, Irwin, Weber, go up to the forwards, whoever you want. He's already mapped that out. That's already in place.
How important is the President's Cup to you?
You know what? I won, coached 3 years in Calgary, won 2 President's Trophies, missed the third by 2 points, won a Stanley Cup, and you know the one that is the biggest and got it? The Stanley Cup. I mean, nobody cares if you win. You care. You know why you care as a coach and as a team? Because you go 82 games, and you're pounding, and you're breaking your bones to get there. And it's a nice compliment.
Yeah.
It's a compliment to you as a team. Because you were the best over 82 games. You proved it over the long haul, you can do it. Having said that, you hit playoffs and you come up short. It's like dagger. Didn't get the job done.
Yeah, it'd be meaningless.
Nice trophy. Didn't get the job done.
Well, I mean, I think it's probably similar when you were GM in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
same exact thing.
Best record, home field throughout the playoffs, and then you lose in the conference title game, and it's like, well, you know, you didn't get to the Super Bowl, you didn't win the Super Bowl, and even though sometimes it's not fair, that's what these things are all about. Terry Crisp is with us from Fox Sports Tennessee. I put up yesterday 7 like concerns.
You got another list?
Oh, I got lists. You're on lists on lists.
You have much too time in Florida.
I've got
way too much time on your hands.
I got
I can see you at the pool with a beer in one hand and a pen in the other. He's just saying Crisp is gonna hate this.
And if, hey, you know the list when I don't have the beers in my hand. Imagine what the list looks like when I do have the beers in my hand. But I had like 7 concerns. So like injuries in the playoffs are a concern to me because they're going to happen and who knows. But I had 7 reasons for optimism. Depth, goalie, coaching, home ice, experience, and then the other 2, which are not as important as those 5. So depth, goalie, coaching, home ice, and experience. Which one of those is most important to you?
Goalie. Number 1, right on the top of my list. GM goes for quarterbacks, I go for goalies. Everywhere I've ever been, I played in St. Louis. We went to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years there out of my 5 that we were there. Stanley Cup Finals. Why? Because we had Glenn Hall and Jacques Plante, two best goaltenders in the business at that given time. Mm. That's why we went. Because other teams were as good as us. Their goaltending wasn't. I went to Philadelphia. We won two Stanley Cups in a row. Went for the third and missed it because Montreal beat us in the finals. And you know why we did? Because Bernie Parent was the best goaltender at that given time and space in an era. That's the time. That's why you go with your goalie. And you know what, though? Here's a funny thing. A team can win it with a goalie. And a goalie might only have it 1 year and disappears. Never had it before, doesn't have it again. But for that 1 year, this no-name goaltender came out of nowhere, took them to the promised land.
Magic.
You've seen it happen. And the other one I like, though, and this is paramount depth. You had him right there once. I just flipped him on you. Mm-hmm. Flip up. But depth is so important.
Well, and coaching, too. We talk about this all the time. I mean, I feel like every series you're in, you're going to have the better coach. I thought that helped last year against St. Louis. I thought Peter's a much better coach than Mike Yeo.
Peter's been there. He's got a Stanley Cup. He knew what it took to go through. He knew what he had and what he had to do. Of course, you coach according to your team, what you're doing. But I watched Peter over the couple of years here, and just when you think this team is going to take a little dip, he lets them dip for a bit, then he just yanks the rein. Boom, up they come and away they go again. He just has that knack.
He's got to give him great confidence because, I mean, when I just listen to him, he gives me confidence.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's running around giving you big hugs and patting you on the back.
Nope.
It's just his approach and the way he says it. He go, yeah, okay, we're going to be all right.
And you watch the players in practice. You watch them coming out of practice or out of the dressing room or in the dressing room when they're around. They're all happy. They're all, like, you know and I know, you have disgruntled players on teams. Let's be honest about that. And it's a utopia in that dressing room. Yeah. And there's a lot of them that aren't happy. But I've never sensed that here. I've sensed some guys here, like, a little more ice time when I talk to the coach. But never, like, I played on teams where guys were just complete, you know what. Yeah. Because, well, I'm not getting enough ice time. I want traded. I want out here. I want more money. Blah, blah. No. It's not going to happen as long as Laviolette's pulling the reins.
Crispy, I want to tell the people about the big jump that you put in my list. In my list, I have Ryan Ellis at 6. You jumped him way up. You jumped him way up on the list. You jumped. And it's not that I don't like Ryan Ellis. The guys I had ahead of him, Ekholm, Johansson, Josi, Subban, and Pekkarinen, you jumped Ellis way up on the list. Why? Why, when you looked at that, was that the first thing you said was you looked at me, told me that I was on drugs, and then jumped
in? I did not say that. I said, open the window. That didn't say that. Ellis, to me, and you've heard me say this before with you and the GM, Ellis is the quarterback. Pekkarinen is the mainstay. Ellis is the quarterback. When he was injured, this team didn't have the same vibes, the same jump, the same power pits there. And throw all the stats you want at me, I don't care. But as a coach, it's my feeling. And when I see Ellis in our lineup, I'm fine. I'm good. It's okay. And you see a Josi, I get the similar feeling with him and a Necky. So we're fortunate here. But to me, Ellis, and I walk in the dressing room and I watch him. And if you watch him, his demeanor, he's all business. The guys all ask him questions. He's the one that they sort of lean towards and know that he. And when he's on the ice, I have a sense of calm. I do. So that's why I love Ellis.
Is he? He's obviously intelligent. Is that instincts or just knowledge?
That's both. That's both instinct. That's like Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky had instinct and knowledge, as did Lemieux, as did all the greats. You can name almost every great football player you've met or coached or had. They have both.
Yeah.
First off, they got the God-given skill. If you don't have the God-given skill, it ain't going to happen. But then if you have that along with instinct and training, you train and train and train those instincts and those skills. What a great combination. Mm. What a beautiful combination. Yeah.
Crispy, we've been following the developing story that is the longest game now in KHL history. Jokrit versus, what is it, KCSA or whatever it may be. If they beat Jokrit, then Ellie Tolvanen will be able to come here. But now that game has gone into, what is it, quintuple?
I don't know.
Overtime?
It's about five or six.
Does the winner move on?
No, Jokrit loses, though, if they're down 3-1.
A must win for them. So what you're going to say is, Is Tolvanen, is he going to make a difference when he comes over?
Well, I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah, yeah. You were leaning right
there. No, I was not.
You were leaning your chair like this.
I was just letting the people know that we told them at the beginning of the show we'll keep them updated because it was going to overtime. It's still going on. So we're still going to keep
you
updated.
That's why you and the GM are good.
We just don't know. Crispy, they will have an answer by the time you take to the pregame show tonight. My guess is it may be a Crispy, what do you think moment. So at least be thinking about that. And you could say, Jared Stillman, help me get ready for that.
I will if Jared Stillman promises me no more stupid lists.
Oh, I got lists. I got more lists coming to you.
And he's got lists.
Good night, folks.
Crispy, good to see you as always. Thanks, Jerry Crispy. Crisp. It's Jared and the GM live from Bridgestone Arena on ESPN 102.5 The Game.